And greetings, friends. Are you really interested in a soon coming financial catastrophe that is going to shock most Americans? This enormous catastrophe will also greatly affect Canada, Britain, and Australia. This is not some vague guess. This is very real, my friends, and it will change your life and everything around you. Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World presents Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, John O'Gwen, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Roderick C. Meredith discusses America's coming catastrophe. And now, Roderick C. Meredith.
My friends, would you like to be warned ahead of time about a coming financial catastrophe? A catastrophe that could wipe out your business or the business you work for? A catastrophe that could wipe out your entire life savings? Then please listen carefully. I'm reading from the Word of Almighty God, and God gives us wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Turn to Proverbs if you have a Bible handy. Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 7. God tells us, "The rich rules over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender." For decades, America was the world's biggest lender. We lent countless billions of dollars in other food and other aid to nations all over the earth. We sponsored the Hoover Plan to help rebuild Europe. We sponsored Marshall Plan after the Second World War to rebuild other nations. Countless billions were lent to nations all around the earth in many other situations. But now we have become the world's biggest borrower. We now owe hundreds of billions of dollars to nations such as China, Japan, and Germany. These nations are beginning to get worried about our ability to repay. They're also getting worried because the value of dollars with which we repay them is going down and down. So interest rates are going to have to go up and up, my friends. They really are. They're already starting to. All kinds of bad things will begin to happen. Why is this beginning to occur? Why? Because the eternal God of creation specifically prophesied that it would. Yes, he did. Notice a powerful prophecy for our peoples now. And I'm going to turn back to an Old Testament prophecy. But Jesus quoted from this book as part of the Word of God. This is in God's inspired Word, and this is a dual prophecy for ancient Israel, but also for modern Israel, the lost 10 tribes affecting America, Britain, and the English-speaking nations of the world, as we've proved to you and shown you many times on this program and in our powerful booklet. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. This is a principle that could apply to any nation for that matter, but it applies directly to us. Notice Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 1 to 3. "Now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Eternal your God," he tells us, "to observe carefully all his commandments, which I command you today, that the Eternal your God will set you on high above all the nations of the earth." Notice, we would be the greatest. We would be the most blessed. "And all these blessings will come upon you and overtake you because you obey." Yes, if we obey the voice of the Eternal your God. "Blessed shall you be in the city. Blessed shall you be in the country. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body," and so on. Yes, we would have every blessing. Notice verses 12 and 13. "The Eternal God will open to you the good treasure of the heavens to give rain on your land in its season and to bless you in the work of your hand. You shall lend," get this, God says, "you shall lend to many nations, but you shall not borrow. And the Eternal will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Eternal your God, which I command you to observe this day, and are careful to observe them." But we've not been doing that, my friends, at all. There was a time when we had a certain fear of God in this nation, and God did bless us because of promises he made to Abraham centuries ago. But now we've begun to turn aside from the obedience. We've begun to turn aside from that awe and that respect for God. We're jerking the Ten Commandments right out of the public square. We're breaking God's commandments right and left, all up and down this nation. And so God tells us in verse 15 here, but if it shall come to pass, if you do not obey the voice of the Eternal your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, that all these curses will come upon you and overtake you. Cursed shall you be in the city, cursed shall be in the country, cursed shall be your basket and your kneading bowl. Yes, you'll be cursed in your business, in your produce, as he's bringing out here for these agricultural people. In that time, everything like that will begin to happen. And notice as this same prophecy, carrying right on in this same prophecy, continues here in verse 45. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you until you are destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Eternal your God to keep his commandments and his statutes which he commanded you. My friends, our national debt is now close to $7.5 trillion. You read about that in your newspapers all the time if you read widely. Can our minds even grasp the enormity of that debt? Again, if we start hedging on paying our debts on time, then foreign governments, whom we owe untold billions of dollars, will immediately demand greater interest on their investments, and this will cause interest rates in the United States and around the world to skyrocket. Many books and articles, many of them, are now coming out showing that the United States is in terminal trouble if we don't get our financial house in order. Indeed, our politicians did not dare discuss this huge problem openly during their presidential campaigns, for this financial catastrophe is almost beyond the comprehension of most people. Think about it. Before continuing, I invite you to call or write us immediately for one of the most powerful and meaningful booklets we have ever published. This booklet is entitled 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Get this booklet. It will be sent absolutely free to you upon your request. This booklet really spells out in graphic detail the specific events leading right up to Christ's coming, including what I'm talking about now. So call now and request your copy of 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. Remember, this powerful booklet is absolutely free upon your request. So call now and simply request the booklet on 14 signs. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800. Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insight on today's important issue. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Now back to our topic, my friends, America's coming catastrophe. Is this catastrophe already beginning to happen even now? Think about it. Frankly, yes. Right now, America's national debt, as I've explained, is approximately $7.5 trillion. And if interest rates go back up where they were in the early 1980s, which many predict and which could very easily happen, with the continuing devaluation of our dollar, the result would be absolutely catastrophic. During the recent presidential election, our politicians were in denial, for they knew that if they let the Americans fully understand how awful the situation is, the people would not want to listen to all their palaver about the programs they want to spend more money on. I'm now quoting from a powerful and extremely helpful recently published book. It was entitled America the Broke by Gerald Swanson, who is an economics professor at the University of Arizona. This is a very helpful book, America the Broke. Dr. Swanson writes, History teaches us that sooner or later all great nations perish. According to 18th century Scottish historian Alexander Tytler, the average lifespan of leading civilizations is just 200 years. If true, the United States, at 200 years plus, may be living on borrowed time. Yes, we are still the world's undisputed superpower, but we are frittering away the economic strength that supports our dominance. In a very short time, we could go on from being a superpower to becoming superpowerless. Tytler foresaw the explanation for our present plight, and he now quotes Alexander Tytler again. "A democracy is always temporary in nature," he wrote. "It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government, because sooner or later, voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on," Tytler observed, "the majority always votes for candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy always collapses due to loose fiscal policy." He continues, Alexander Tytler, whose ideas are sadly neglected these days, made another observation worth pondering. "Since the Athenian Republic 2 millennia ago," he wrote, "all democracies have progressed through the same stages," quote, "from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance." That's where we are now, but we have too much and we get selfish. "From abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, from dependence back into bondage." End of quotation from America the Broke by Professor Gerald Swanson. Think very carefully, my friends, about what I have just read. Are we as a nation progressing into bondage, into slavery in a sense, because we are constantly living beyond our means, because we are constantly spending as a people way too much, because we spend for things we don't need with money we don't have? Politicians keep promising us more and more. Americans like to listen to this, but the fantasy land in which we've been living will soon come to an end. Again, picture the times of the Great Depression we have seen in this country. Think about it. Picture the grinding poverty on the third world nations. This is where we are headed. Notice these startling facts from the USA Today newspaper of October 5th, and I quote, "Taxpayers have a hidden debt of at least $53 trillion in government obligations, mostly from Medicare, Social Security, and the federal debt. This debt equals $473,456 per person, or per household, excuse me, dwarfing the $84,454 in personal debt per household owed for mortgages, car loans, and other borrowing. The federal government would have to double taxation or cut benefits in half immediately to make good on its promises of providing health care and pension benefits for retirees in the coming decades. Both major political parties and the presidential candidates have avoided confronting the problem for fear of angering voters." So says USA Today, and they continue, and they're quoting here from another authority. "It's a game of chicken, and nobody's moving, even though we have a crash coming," end quote, says economist Eugene Sterl of the Urban Institute, a research organization in Washington, D.C. End of quotation from USA Today, October the 5th, 2004. My friends, this game of financial chicken will soon be over within the next few years of your life. The baby boomers are going to get their retirement starting in 3 years, in 2008. That's not very long. That's when it's going to begin to hit big time. And after that, each year gets worse and worse and worse. Can our minds grasp the fact that we are $53 trillion in debt? Why? Why did this happen? And how could we get into such a terrible situation? I tell you in Jesus' name, my friends, I know this is not fun stuff. I tell you in Jesus' name that the real reason is because we have despised our Creator and we're breaking His laws, the laws of God, the Ten Commandments with impunity. First of all, we have made money and materialism our gods. Most of you know that when you think about it. We are constantly spending money we don't have for things we don't need. And we're constantly smashing the 10th commandment, which says, thou shalt not covet. Our increasing violence and lust, our increasing involvement in drugs and alcoholism, our sexual perversions are an attempt to overthrow, the very institution of marriage. All of these things are a stench in the nostrils of Almighty God, the Creator. My friends, God has blessed America over and over. He's given us wonderful things, but now we're turning away. We're turning away. As a loving father, God is going to have to intervene and chasten America and the British descended peoples if we don't repent and turn back to God in a way we have never done before and turn back to real obedience to His laws, the Ten Commandments and God's ways. Remember the powerful prophecy I gave you from Deuteronomy in the first part of this program? Notice what the great God tells us. Let's go a little further in this prophecy. Deuteronomy 28, turn there again with me. Follow this in your Bible. Notice, and you notice the headlines of your newspapers and see if these things don't begin to happen more and more over the next several years. I'm not talking about 30 or 50 years. I'm talking about the next 3 to 6 or 9 years of your life. Your life. Here's what Deuteronomy says, chapter 28 and verse 43. Beginning in verse 43, the alien, the foreigner who's among you, shall rise higher and higher, and you shall come down lower and lower. He shall lend to you, but you shall not lend to him. Yes, we're going to begin to borrow more and more from others. He shall be the head, and you shall be the tail. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon you and pursue you because until you're destroyed, because you did not obey the voice of the Eternal your God to keep His commandments and His statutes which He commanded you. And they shall be upon you as a sign and a wonder and on your descendants forever, because you did not serve the Eternal your God with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Therefore you shall serve your enemies. Yes, there's going to come a time of actual enslavement for our peoples, because we have turned away from the great God. You shall serve your enemies, whom the Eternal will send against you, in hunger, in thirst, in nakedness, and in need of all things. And He will put a yoke of iron, a yoke of slavery, as you know what that's referring to, on your neck, until He has destroyed you. That's what God says. Please be willing to think about a time, my friends, when our peoples, like millions in World War II, may be herded into concentration camps and taken into slavery. I know it's not a pretty sight, but as we've told you many times on this program, these events will happen to us as a people unless we repent and turn to the ways of Almighty God, our Creator who gives us life and breath. Again, be sure to call or write immediately for this powerful and well-documented booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. This is a powerful booklet. The events described in this booklet and on this program are already beginning to happen. So call or write now to request your absolutely free copy of this vital booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. It'll give you step by step what's already beginning to happen. Just ask for the booklet on 14 signs. That's all you need.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800. Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
My friends, I love the United States of America. I voluntarily joined the ROTC back in high school and later the Naval Reserve. I honor our flag and I deeply appreciate what God has given us in the United States and in our fellow nations of Canada, Britain, Australia, and New Zealand. Wonderful people, and I've been to all your nations. But it is truly a time for all of us to wake up. The handwriting is on the wall. At such a time as this, what should God's true people be doing? Those who are really willing to obey their God, those who are willing to do what God says. In His inspired word, God gives us this instruction. And I want you to turn to a time when ancient Israel was instructed, and Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We should do the same thing when you understand. Turn to Joel chapter 2. This tells us the kind of attitude we better start having, that is, those of you who understand, those of you who are willing to see the handwriting on the wall, those of you who are willing to get real about the newspaper headlines that are coming out more and more about our national troubles, our economic troubles, all the other troubles around the world, and everything seeming to go wrong. It's time to repent and turn to the great God who gives us life and breath. Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 2, and beginning in verse 12. Here's what God tells about us, about our attitude and what it should be. Now, therefore, says the Eternal, turn to me with all your heart. Don't do it halfway, my friends, individually. And if we could as a nation, I hope we will. Turn to God with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Eternal your God, for He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and He relents from doing harm. Yes, if we turn to God, He will relent, but we have to turn back to Him and to His ways and to His laws with all of our hearts, not halfway, not halfway. And speaking of this very time of the end, Jesus Christ tells us what our attitude should be. Think about it. Notice what Jesus Christ tells us. And let's turn here, if you would, to the prophetic prophecy He gave, the Olivet prophecy, in Luke chapter 21. Through this prophecy, in Luke 21, He was asked, "What shall the sign of your return be?" And He describes the events that are to occur just ahead. Wars and then world wars, which we've already seen. Famine, disease, and of course these things are going to get worse and worse. Christ then tells us, we're going to see, verse 11, great earthquakes in various places. Great earthquakes, so they're going to get much worse. But before all these things, they will lay hands on you and persecute you. Persecution on the true people of God. And so we're going to see these things happen, and they will increase more and more. And by the way, back here in verse 11, He not only describes earthquakes, famine, and pestilence, but He says fearful sights. And of course, that can be terrors, as many translations have it. Terrorism. This is described, when you understand it, in a number of places in your Bible. This is already beginning to happen. And then He describes a time when Jerusalem, many of you have been there, I've been there several times, will be taken slavery, taken into captivity once again. And He describes that time here in verse 22. These are the days of vengeance, that all things that are written may be fulfilled. But woe to those who are pregnant, those who are nursing babies in those days, for there will be great distress in the land and wrath on this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem will be trampled by the Gentiles. This is going to happen once again in your lifetime. Trampled by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. Then it describes great signs in the heaven and Christ coming back. And He says here in verse 31, so you likewise, when you see these things happening, know the kingdom of God is near. Yes, God's kingdom is about to be set up on this earth. Assuredly, I say to you, this generation will by no means pass away till all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away. These words are absolutely sure, my friends. They are certain. But He says, take heed to yourselves, and lest your hearts be weighed down, notice, with carousing, drunkenness, and the cares of this life. Yes, covetousness, spending money, running around all over, just having fun, watching crazy stuff, immoral stuff on television, on the internet, breaking God's laws and God's ways over and over in many, many different ways. Take care lest you're weighed down with the cares of this life and carousing, and that day come upon you unexpectedly, for it will come on you as a snare on those who dwell on the face of the earth. Watch, therefore, and pray always. This is a key. Watch. Yes, you are to watch these events. They're beginning to occur right now. They really are. Most people don't understand. Most ministers don't understand. They just talk about sweet Jesus and clap hands and have singing. God devoted one-fourth of this book, the Bible, to prophecy. Listen. Watch, Jesus said, and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape. There is a way to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. Yes, you can do that. There is a way of escape. And Jesus Christ said it. This is His word directly. This is part of the gospel, the message of the Son of God. If you do not fully realize and understand the gravity of what I've been saying, then at the very least, watch. Watch world events on television, newspapers, elsewhere, and see these events starting to unfold before your very eyes. And listen to this program. Keep your eyes on this program. Keep your eyes on the Tomorrow's World magazine, and you'll understand these things will come alive. You'll grasp that there's one place where you're really getting this information to tell you what's going on and why. And then turn to the God of the Bible with all your heart. Again, my friends, if you want to more fully understand the times in which you're living right now, call or write immediately for our vital booklet, 14 Signs, this powerful booklet, 14 Signs Announcing Christ's Return. And be sure to tune in every week to Tomorrow's World program. As you can see on this program, we give you vital information you're simply unable to learn from any other source. Richard Ames, John O'Gwin, and I will continue to tell you the truth about today's world and give you the inspiring and powerful prophecies of tomorrow's world. See you right here next week.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. All the literature offered on today's program can be ordered absolutely free off our website at www.tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.